Draw a crazy picture, write a nutty poem, sing a mumble gumble song, whistle through your comb, do a loony goony dance, cross the kitchen floor, put something silly in the world that ain't been there before. Joining me now, Morning Edition poet in residence, Kwame Alexander. Hey, Kwame.
Hey, I see you kicking it off with a little Shel Silverstein during National Poetry Month, Rachel.
Maybe I am. Just doing my best to stay positive through poetry.
I hear you. I have been leaning into poetry for healing, to stay calm in the storm.
Poetry can be a sanctuary.
There's a poem on NPR's poetry Facebook page called What I'm Learning About Grief. It's written by a healthcare policy expert, Nancy Cross Dunham, and it reminds us that none of us are alone in our grief.
Yeah, it's a beautiful poem. Shall we read an excerpt together?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
What I'm learning about grief is that it need not be a heavy gray shawl to wrap myself in, clutching my arms tightly across my chest.
Nor need it be a granite rock that I should try to push away.
What I'm learning about grief is that it is not me, but that it offers to become a friend.
A friend who will lightly lay a hand on my shoulder when tears come in the dark.
A friend who will laugh out loud with me at remembered silly moments.
What I'm learning about grief is that this friend doesn't intend to leave me,
but promises to hold my hand to carry my memories.
A friend who will bear witness to my love as I venture toward the next day and the following night.
I love that poem. There's so much healing in there, a reminder that it is okay. Grief comes and it goes and it stays, and that's okay, that we can face the next day with hope and love.
In this time of uncertainty and crisis, poetry provides insight and comfort while also helping us develop a positive outlook. So we'd like to invite those of you who suffered a loss at the hands of the coronavirus to find comfort in putting pen to paper.
The disease has affected all of us in some way. We want to hear your poems about mourning, about resilience, about your hopes and your dreams in the middle of all of this. And Kwame, you've come up with a way to write this poem, right?
Indeed. Listeners, for your poems, we ask that you start your poem just as Nancy Cross Dunham began hers, with the line, What I'm Learning About Grief.
Once you create your magic, leave it for us at npr.org/poemtherapy. It's all one word. And then Kwame will take a line from some of the poems and do what he does, create a community crowdsourced poem.
I'm really looking forward to this, Rachel. I need this.
Yeah, I do too. Kwame Alexander is a regular contributor to Morning Edition.
In the words of Ernest Hemingway, write clear and hard about what hurts. Thank you, Rachel.
Take care, Kwame.